Hi, this is Debbie.
Hey Debbie, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You busy today or a little bit less
I'm
busy?
busy every day.
Do you have a couple minutes to talk if that's all right?
Yeah, no, that's
Yeah.
fine.
Cool. I mean, I just mostly wanted to follow back up with you. I know last time that I spoke with you, you said that you hadn't got a chance to take a look at the email and you needed some free time. And I can tell that you're very busy since I called you yesterday and you had an office full of people.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have all my guys roll in at the end of the day and
Yeah.
have to get directions to the next job. I'm a one of
Right.
the contract kind of contractors that is typically on a different job every day.
Oh, wow.
So I've got 10
Very.
guys that get dispatched to a different job every day almost. So,
Wow. So you're
and
pretty
then
busy.
the person that has did my book. I was one of my sisters, and she started babysitting her grandkids. So I'm trying to pick up all the bookkeeping, the accounts receivables, payroll,
Oh, so it's all on you right now, huh?
accounts. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
Yeah.
so I do have, I don't know, my email if it's working at this time, since I haven't gotten an email since 1 o'clock today. Looking for another password for some reason.
Because the one that I had originally sent it to, I believe it was PAVNLDY at HankinsConstruction.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great talking to you again. A little update on the business. Thinking of. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've got it.
Cool, perfect.
So I just need to figure out what I'm doing with this.
Once you get the books done.
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
I'm just trying to wrap up my financial statement right now with my tax, with my accountant.
Right. Okay, perfect. So I'd
Business
say
tax return.
you're nearing about that time.
So I got, yeah, well, I'm just finishing 2015, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. You are busy.
Okay. Yeah, I got your email and I got the credit app and all that stuff. And
Perfect.
so what kind of interest rate is on something like this?
So I mean, it varies really. It just depends on kind of how you look on paper, which is why I wanted to get your applications together because I know I work a lot with construction companies because I understand that cash flow gets really tight when you guys are working on projects. So I mean, it has worked very well for all the construction companies that I've worked with since they've had pretty solid turnarounds. But usually what we end up taking a look at is 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then just your tax return for the business. From there,
Okay.
they're able to put together some numbers and different terms and rates. They won't give you one option because, I mean, we understand that you're a business and that there isn't just one option that's going to work for you. So we'll present you with different term lengths and different term rates and different payment options as well. And then from
Okay.
there, you kind of go over it and you see if your turnaround works with it and you see, if this is a loan that's going to work for you, if you were to do your projects and get paid, that the pay is going to be higher, obviously, than what you're investing.
Right. Now what about on equipment itself?
So on equipment itself, it's kind of like your typical car loan. We have it's set up on 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments, and then for that, interest rates typically start around like the 4% range.
Okay. So I'm looking at a piece of equipment, but it's up $125,000.
Sure. What kind of
So,
equipment is it?
a paving machine.
Okay. And you said 125.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. And then, so if you were to get this 125 and you were to get the machine, what kind of return are you expecting for the business? Like, is it going to be
Well,
like a lot more efficient for you where you're pumping more, getting
that's
jobs
what
done
it's going to
quicker?
be. I I have the contract that's feeding it, and so the contract this year so far has been about $800,000.
Oh, wow.
This year.
Gotcha.
So, and there's different things, so it wouldn't have earned the whole $800,000, but...
Right.
And I've got another year and a half left on that contract. And it will probably continue. And I know if I got this machine, I'll probably go into, I mean, I'm already starting to pick up other contractors doing this paving, this trenching and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to make it a lot more efficient for me.
Right.
So meaning less labor, probably more profits.
Right. Okay.
So
less labor, anyway. More profit. And is it those contracts, the ones that you told me about with the SDG&E?
Yeah.
Okay, very
nice. That one's been, so far this year, about $800,000. I've probably got another couple hundred thousand dollars right now
going. Well, tell me this. How does your credit look, your personal credit? We don't really take much of a look at it, and the only thing we really take a look at for your personal side is there are certain people that we're not allowed to lend to, such as someone who has like $1 million tax lien on there. So that's
kind of
what
we're looking at. My credit is high sevens, low eight, mid 800.
Oh, okay, beautiful.
So,
okay, excellent.
I think my husband's is higher than mine, but I think, like I said, 785 or 800, something like that.
Oh, okay, excellent. Sounds great. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your sales? How were sales for you last year?
$2 million.
Okay, and what are you guys on track for this year?
Probably 2 million, a little bit more maybe. 2 million, I don't know what it is at so far. This fiscal year, 2 million, let's see on a cat. 2,264,000 so far.
2,264,000 so far.
Yeah.
So you'll probably
going to be another 200,000 or 300,000. Let's see. Think probably another couple hundred thousand dollars onto that.
Okay.
This year.
So around like 2.4, you'd say then total.
Probably.
Somewhere around there. Very nice. Yeah. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 1990.
Oh, okay. Cool. So you guys are pretty well established, huh?
Yeah.
Very nice. How did you get into the industry?
My dad.
It's kind of a family business.
Yeah, he did a lot of grading and underground work, and so when I got out of high school, I was not knowing what I wanted to do. I started going to college a little bit, and his secretary wanted to go work for her mom, and so they said, "Here, you take this job." So I started running his business. So I did all of his books and payrolls, and then I started estimating, and so I still do his stuff, and they've retired now. But
so you've kind of taken over.
So, well, yeah, I do. Then I got into, while they were still doing it, I got into the paving part of it because they did the grading and underground and stuff, and then I could pave it, so...
Oh, very nice.
Kind of how I got started.
Very nice. So it worked out well together when you did the paving part for them.
Yeah.
Cool. And are you the 100% owner of Hankus?
No, I'm 51%.
51. And then is the other 49% just with the father?
No, with my husband.
With husband, okay. Got it. And tell me, do you have any current loans out with the business right now?
Yeah, I do.
So what kind of loans do you have out?
Just auto loan. I have one tractor, I think, that pays off the middle of maybe May, I think it is, next year.
Okay.
And then I have... some auto loan, just truck loans, car truck loans, vehicle loans.
Gotcha, some vehicle loans. And then are you paying monthly for these?
Yes.
So on the tractor, do you know what your monthly payment is?
Yeah, like $787.
787. And then how long was that term?
How long was it?
Yeah.
5 years.
5 years, so 60 months. And then how many vehicle loans do you have?
Well, so my vehicle loans are under me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I have three of them under me personally, and I have, let me think about that. One, two, I think I got four of them, but two of them are almost paid off.
Okay.
So I think I got right now four of them under me personally and one under the business.
Okay. And then for the one,
it's just the way they go. Yeah.
Okay. For the one under the business, what kind of or how much was the loan for originally?
I just bought it. So it's September, so it's $59,000 truck.
59. Oh, okay. And then was this also
59.
On a 60-month?
Yeah, it'll be a 60-month.
Excellent. And then what's the monthly you're paying on that one?
I think it's like $900, maybe $985, I think it is. I think I've only made, here's the thing in front of me, $984,
okay, excellent. Okay, I mean, based on everything that you're telling me, this is definitely going to fall under our equipment financing. I definitely wouldn't use working capital for this since it's just a piece of equipment that you're looking for and that you have pretty good credit. So we're looking for around $125,000 for a paving machine, and we said that this is going to allow you to get more contracts, you're going to be more efficient, so you're going to have less labor and more profit. You got good credit. Last year you told me sales are around $2 million, this year we're around 2.4, so we've got a solid increase there. You are 51% owner of the business, and your husband is around 49, you said, and you have a few loans out. One of them is the tractor that's going to be paid by mid-May. You're paying $787 a month on that, 60-month term. You've got a few vehicle loans. Most of them are personally under your name. One of them's under the business at $59,000 for 60 months, and we said it's $984 per month, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
Equipment loan that I'm talking about is just something that that I am starting to look at here.
Right.
And I don't want to not that I haven't done it, and I've been going to pursue this for 3 years now, not do the working capital loan.
Right.
Is something I'm still trying to consider. I still want to do that. I need to do that for the sole purpose that I need to be able to check a box when somebody's wanting to give me a contract. Like in another year and a half, my SDG&E contract could come back out. And one of the things that they ask me is, do you have a line of credit? And they want to know that so they know that I'm capable of, you know, financing a job if I have to.
Correct.
And so, and I've always, you know, been able to finance, never had it, never needed it.
Right.
And I've been able to do it. But so I need to, I don't want, so when I'm looking, and I'll be honest, Wells Fargo is hard pressuring me as well.
Right. On the capital.
I just can't
line.
Figure out my bank. My bank don't want nothing to do with me.
Really? What's Wells Fargo trying to do?
Give me a line of credit. They don't know about the paving machine yet, but they want to give me a line of credit as well.
Gotcha.
They've been calling me for over a year now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about us is that we're actually the only company that does working capital and equipment financing both. So
okay.
We'd be able to get you an answer on both of them by tomorrow. So if you were to get me the actual documents for them, I send them over to the underwriting department, and by tomorrow I can tell you what you're going to get for the paving machine and what kind of capital I'm able to get you at what rate.
Okay.
So it's a really, really quick process. And just to let you know, for that working capital, when you were saying that you wanted to have money readily available since you might be able to renew that contract next year, the program
I got till June or July, and then it renews a whole nother year. So I got till July of
2018.
Yeah, before the contract's even over. And then I don't know what they'll do. They maybe just continue to keep doing it. They may go back out to do numbers. I don't know.
Right.
So I have a feeling that they'll keep pursuing me. So I've been...
Okay, good. Good. And when you were saying that they wanted you to have some sort of line of, well, money that's, you know, available for you to start the projects, it is renewable with us here. So what we do is we approve you for the largest amount possible, and then you can use that however you want, little by little. If I approved you...
Do you have to take it all, or do you, as you need it, you use it, then you pay it back?
No, you don't have to take it all. At all. I mean, our minimum is zero. If you got approved for $200,000, say, and you only want $50,000 of that right now, you can use that $50,000. You're paying interest on that $50,000, and when you're done with it and you want more, you're still approved for another $150,000 that's available to you. And then as you run that down, we can get you more after that easily.
So that's what I'm saying. So you actually give me $50,000 to put in my bank account.
Correct.
It's not just I guess I'd call it a revolving line of credit, to where if I say, here, I'm going to go pay all these bills, and let me take a draw out of my line of credit and put it into my bank account, and then I'll float it for 30 days and then pay it back.
Right.
That's not the way it works.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with us is it's easily, very quickly renewable. Like I said, we can get you what kind of rate and term we're offering for the paving machine and what kind of capital we can give you by tomorrow. And it's very quick and easy for us to put more money into your approval.
Right. No, but that's not my question.
Yes.
I get that. But my question is it like a revolving, I think I'm using the right term, revolving line of credit, to where it's like a credit card. So you get $100,000 and it's zero, maybe cost me $100 a year, $200 a year just to have that, but maybe I don't put anything on it, or maybe I pay my bills, use it, pay it back. Pay my bills, use it, pay it back.
Right. Hang on, let me double check on that. I actually have my senior right here. He's one of the head underwriters, and he'd definitely be able to know that. One second.
All right.
He's right here.
Hi, Debbie. This is Dennis with Underwriting. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hashim, I guess, wanted me to explain something, a question you had for us.
Yeah, I was trying to find out on your line of credit. So he's trying to sell me a line of credit is what he's trying to do.
Well, let's not try to sell anything. Let's just tell you your options. that's better.
And so what... My question is if you guys approve me for a $100,000 line of credit, are you guys going to write me a check for $100,000 and I start making payments and interest on that? Or am I going to have like a credit card, a credit limit of $100,000? And if I want to write a check for $25,000,
Then... Like a conventional credit line.
Correct.
Right. Is that something you have with your current bank right now, whoever's kind of doing your business banking? How much?
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, you don't have one with them. Okay. So if I may give you some advice, if you don't mind. I've been doing this for a really long time. The reason banks, especially ones that you bank with, usually are the ones that are going to give you the largest credit line is because they have your money, right? And that's how they're making money. right? So they're basically going to give you a loan based off what you have in the account with them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So if you're looking for a line of credit, a revolving line of credit that you can use, whatever you want, kind of what you were describing, we shouldn't be your number one option. It should be your bank.
Okay.
Now, most of the time, here's what I'm seeing. 9 out of 10, I spoke with my Wells Fargo banker, and this is kind of what he told me. He's basically telling me that, yes, these programs are available. They're very hard to qualify for. But if the people do qualify, typically it's not exactly the amount that they were looking for. Now, I guess the key question is, how much are you looking for in relations to your gross sales? What are your gross sales, and what are you looking for as far as the dollar amount?
Okay. Well, so one is for the credit line, I was interested, and I have been for the last 3 years, for a line of credit just so I could check a box.
Sure.
So when I do a lot of work with SDG&E and with generals and stuff, and for me to qualify, they want to know that I have backup financing so that I don't get into a bind and I
that
can complete
sense.
Their job.
That makes sense.
So
okay.
It's not, I have been, knock on wood, that fortunate enough to finance all my own job.
Great.
The last 25 years in business.
That's
so
amazing.
I've never had a line of credit.
That's so good. That's really good.
I haven't done it, and he's contacted me to get me to sign up for a line of credit. Wells Fargo is after me really hard to get me to do a line of credit. Pacific Western Bank that I bank with, they don't really care.
Ouch. You know why they don't care, honestly? It's because credit lines are not... they want your money. They want your banking. They don't care about lending you money at 3% because that's not going to help their bottom line. So what I tell all of my customers is, if you're looking for a long-term revolving line of credit, whoever is holding your money, whoever you're depositing the money to, is always, always just logically going to be your number one answer. However,
right.
when you're looking for equipment financing, like I believe you and Hashim were discussing, we do it with just an application, and as he mentioned, do 24-hour turnaround time, no down payment typically. The bank's going to ask you for 10 to 20% because they want equity in your equipment. We typically just ask for one payment ahead or two payments, no down payment required, get your vendor paid 100% of the way, and get your equipment working for you. That's what we do as opposed to the bank. Both are good. It's just whatever fits your needs. Second thing I do is cash loans based on your sales. Okay? So if you were needed funding right now for a specific project where you just needed money in your account, I can get you approved for that as well. Now, we also have credit lines available, Debbie, but they're not going to be for $100,000 because I don't hold your money. They're going to be around $20,000.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
And if that needs to be done, I'm more than happy to do that as well.
Right. Well, see, and again, I don't need it. So that's really not my credit card, $20,000.
Well,
so
let's not,
credit card
sure, but let's not always think of, yeah, but let's not think of replacing one with the other. You should always have both, multiple sources.
Right.
Right? Because credit cards are for rainy days. Remember that. They're not for doing day-to-day business in my mind.
Right. So that's not really what I'm not really wanting a $20,000 one. I was thinking more of $100,000, but I don't want to just take $100,000 and just start making payments on it.
No, that's ridiculous.
So that's, yeah.
Now, when would you need money? Is there something coming up that you might need unsecured cash for? And if the answer is no, that's fine. But is there something coming up?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Perfect. So why don't we just do this?
But now... Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute. Let's go back.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
That's been his initial, our conversation for the last 6 months. He's been working with me a little bit. I've been a slacker, busy. But as of today, I am looking at purchasing another paving machine. And it's going to be about $125,000. So that would fall under the equipment loan type. And I am going to have to go to somebody to source out an equipment loan.
Well, and that's what I wanted to get to. Just based on our brief conversation, Debbie, it sounds like our real service here would be to do an equipment loan for you on that paving machine. Okay?
Right.
And especially if your goal, which I don't know if it is, but if your goal is not to put 20, 25, 30% down and kind of, if you're getting this for cash flow purposes, I'd love to try to get you a loan with first and last payment only for 5 years. So that way the machine can start making you money and you're not in over your head. That's my initial thought. If you would like to just send over a one-page application and a quote to Hashem, I'll put this at the top of my list. I'll still be here for a few more hours. We can get you some feedback on this thing tomorrow. It really doesn't have to be this big, drawn-out process.
Right. No, I know. I just got my 2015 tax returns done.
I don't need them.
So
I'll do them off a one-page app. Listen, you keep that for the bank. They're going to take 3 months to get you an answer, and they might get you a really good program. But I'm going to look at, under $150,000. I don't want to look at your financials. I want to see, has your business been around for a while? Is it an industry we work with? Is the collateral good? And that's it. Well, let me just take a look at those factors.
Yeah, I've got all my – I got $1 million worth of assets on the books that are paid for.
Well, you're in a better position than most.
I did in 2011, I bought a paving machine. It was $120,000, but I just paid cash for it. So I have, and I don't know that I've been very smart, because I'm not a super smart bookkeeper type of person, knowing that, but I've paid cash for a lot. I got semis I've paid cash for and stuff. So I got a couple $100,000 in the bank, but I probably could have a lot more had I not have cashed out all this other stuff.
Well, if I can piggyback off that, I'm not very good at construction, but I'm pretty darn decent at numbers. So I think, and listen, you're probably right, because Section 179, it's like you're sending money to the government, you're paying taxes that you really don't need to, because equipment financing is an old school program. Section 179 has been around forever. You really do need to take advantage of it, and take advantage of it this year. Okay, and I'll walk you through what it means and how it affects you. I have even this neat little
I know how it works. I know how it works.
Okay, I'll be quiet then.
Why I'm working at the needing to do the paving machine, but probably by the end of the year, because I'm looking at probably paying my accountant's getting back to me tomorrow. So I think I'm going to wait until I talk to him tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I'll talk to you guys either tomorrow afternoon or Monday.
That sounds good.
And then figure out, because he's supposed to do some stuff and look at my books and see what he thinks about buying this and tax what I've got coming up.
Listen, I can get you an actual payment so you guys can plan out for what you're going to do and not talk about hypotheticals. So once you have the quote, just give us a call. Let us know whether it's tomorrow, Monday, whenever you need us, we're here. Send me a quote and a one-page application. I can get you guys exact payments so you can figure out how to budget this.
Okay. So on an equipment loan like that, what is an interest rate?
It starts low. We work with A-level customers. Like Hashem said, I believe I heard him say something about 4%. I've gotten those done.
Yeah.
It just depends. I don't want to speculate. I've seen nothing on your file, so it's just not the way I work. But
no, I know.
Listen, we have good rates. Whatever you deserve, whatever you qualify for, I'll get you the best thing. We're not going to try to get rich on one deal. Hopefully, we do a few deals with you.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Pleasure meeting you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Yep. I'll have Hashem get in touch with you, or you can give him a buzz. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.